Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're getting towards the final stages of the US Open this year, and we're going to look ahead to the remaining quarterfinals in the men's and the semi-finals of the women's. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is Sky Sports' Nick Lester. How are you, Nick?
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. We've seen some crackers so far, and as we record this, we've just seen the results of Andy Murray against Novak Djokovic, and it lived up to the billing, didn't it?
Yeah. Tough for Murray. That's a very tough defeat, I think. Certainly, you know, for him to go down physically in any kind of battle like that, obviously, against Djokovic is tough to swallow. I think it's a promising performance from Murray. It's a performance that, you know, is going the right way. But, you know, in Djokovic, it was a step too far. And I think it'll be disappointing. And he will hope, certainly, I think, Murray to be fit and ready to end the season in Asia and obviously in Europe in better style.
Yeah, it was encouraging though, wasn't it? The first two sets, he was really in the match, and then just, did you think he tired towards the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think the forehand was probably the shot that stood out for me. I think that, you know, was the most outstanding aspect of it. I don't think I've ever seen Murray probably hit his forehand quite as well as that last night, which was obviously very positive. The negative side of it is that physically he struggled, and that is tough for Murray, I think. You know, obviously he hasn't had a whole lot of those matches in the last 6 to 8 months, so, you know, that's probably where he came, let himself down. But I think that's what's going to hurt him the most, because he prides himself on this physical side of things. You know, he prides himself on being in the best possible shape, and as I say, I think that more than anything else will sting.
Yeah, we're halfway through the quarterfinals in the men's section. We know that Djokovic will play Nishikori in the semis, but we'll move on to that in due course, because we've still got two quarterfinals to go in the men's, and we're going to look at them now. And we'll start with Tomas Berdych against Marin Cilic. Berdych is 1-2, Cilic is 8-5. Berdych through to the quarterfinals following a pretty straightforward straight sets win over Dominic Thiem in the last 16. Cilic overcame Giles Simon in a five setter. So, how much do you think that's going to come into it, the fact that Berdych was through relatively comfortably, whereas Cilic went to five sets? Do you think that plays a part?
Tough to say. I mean, this is a very different Marin Cilic, I think, than what it was, you know, 6 to 8 months ago before his ban. This is a different character. I think he has a different mindset. I think his game has matured a lot. I think the serve obviously has improved out, you know, from a fair way from what it was last year under the tutelage of Goran Ivanišević. I think his mindset's changed. I think he's a very different player. I really do, and I think it's, you know, the results have proven that. I think only two players have won more matches this year than him on tour, which again underlines this the way he's been playing. I think this is a very tough matchup to call. I must say, I think I would certainly not. I would certainly be giving Cilic a good shout. I think if he can serve well, you know, it's probably going to be a couple of tie breaks maybe in there. They played obviously at Wimbledon a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago, and Cilic won on grass. Clearly, Berdych hasn't played that well on grass, despite the fact he made the Grand Slam final there. But apart from that, I think on grass, he doesn't move quite as well. But I certainly think Cilic has got a very good shot in this one. Berdych's had a poor summer, hasn't played well this summer at all, really. Certainly, the US swing coming in here hasn't played great. And, you know, the players he's beaten so far, with all due respect, played well against Dominic Thiem. But this is a step up. I think Cilic is in there with a real shot. I really do. I think it's both players play a very similar fashion. It's going to be about big hitting. It's about who can, you know, get in the rally longer. But I think Cilic is a decent price. He's certainly worth a punt.
Okay, 8-5 for Cilic. So worth a punt in Nick's opinion. Well, what kind of match do you see? Do you think it'd be like another long one, or how do you see it going in terms of set betting?
Well, I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, both guys obviously serve big. Cilic is winning 85% of his first serve points on average over the course of the last 10 days. So that's obviously very positive from his regard. And I think from there, I think you have to probably look at it as being maybe a four-setter. I think it would be, you know, be surprising if it was straight sets. I think Cilic could well win it in four.
Okay, Cilic to win it in four is 6-1 on the website for Cilic to win 3-1. You can also back a match result on both players to win a set, with Cilic coming out on top there at 2-1. Anybody wants to play it a little bit safer, and then you've got 3-2 in your favour as well. But overall, Cilic could be a bit of value. Moving on to the other quarterfinal in the men's, Gael Monfi against Roger Federer. Now this could be a bit of a cracker. Monfi is 3-1, Federer 1-4. Monfi was very impressive in beating Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets to reach the last eight. It's the first time he's been in the last eight for about 4 years, yet to drop a set in the tournament as well. He takes on five-time US Open champion and a reformed character in Roger Federer this season. He's been back to his somewhere near his best. Won in straight sets against Roberto Bautista Agut as well. So this could be a cracker, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, obviously, the Monfils has finally turned up at a major. It's taken a while, certainly outside of the French Open. You know, he is the most unpredictable of characters. He is the most frustrating of characters at times, and yet he is one of the most certainly athletically gifted of players we have on tour. He's, you know, the quickest. He's athletically, I think Roger Rashid probably, when he was coaching him, said there's no one better. So, you know, it's been tough to watch Monfils let himself down, and I think, you know, the signs were coming here in the last couple of weeks. You know, he played well in Canada, took Djokovic to three, played well in Cincinnati, took Federer to three. Certainly he looked as though he had the focus about him. And he's played great, as you say. Just a fantastic forehand he has. The backhand's the only weakness, really, with Monfils. That's the only downside of his game. But he's very free-spirited, as we know. I didn't think he'd beat Dimitrov, I have to say. Dimitrov, you know, obviously made a few too many unforced errors. Monfils was able to just keep him out there for long enough. So I just think Federer's going to have too much edge today. I think he's going to have too much variety. You know, it's fascinating to look at Federer's numbers in the last couple of weeks. You know, the last two matches he's played, he's come to the net 55 times and won about 80% of those points. It has been his renaissance. It's not only been physically, but it's been the way he's gone about this business, the way he's played, the way he's attacked players the last, you know, 6 to 8 months or so, his willingness to come forwards. And I think we're going to see the same again. He even doesn't want to be getting engaged with Monfils in baseline rallies. We're going to see him chip charge. I think we're going to definitely see him come in. We're going to see him rush Monfils. And it's going to be a little bit of that classic kind of offense against defense scenario. I just think Federer is going to have the edge here. I really do. I think he's looked very sharp for me so far, even when he lost the set against Granules, the way he came back. Again, just his confidence is so high right now. I find it very hard to see Monfils over five sets being able to trouble Federer. I think this could well go to four. It wouldn't surprise me if Monfils nicked a set. He's in that sort of mood at the moment. But I think Federer in four will be my money.
Okay, Federer in four then. So 3-1 to Roger Federer is 5-2. Again, you can do the match result in both places to win a set. Roger Federer is 13-10 in that particular market. If you don't want to put a winner on it and you just want to go a number of sets in the match at four, that's also 11-8. So plenty of ways in on that one. But overall, Nick siding with Roger Federer. On to the women's then. Semi-finals down to the last four in the women's side of things. And we'll start with Peng Shuai against Caroline Wozniacki. Peng was convincing with her win over Belinda Bencic. She beat a 6-2, 6-1 to reach her first Grand Slam semi-final. Another one who's yet to drop a set in the tournament. She takes on Caroline Wozniacki, who thrashed Sara Rani 6-love, 6-1 to reach her first Grand Slam semi-final since 2011 when she reached the US Open semis there. She took only 65 minutes as well. She absolutely destroyed her. Peng Shuai is 13-5, Wozniacki 2-7. How do you see this going, Nick?
Well, I think this could certainly be the more competitive of the two semi-finals. I think this one has the potential to be tight. Wozniacki, as you mentioned, played very well so far. I mean, the outstanding statistic against Irani was she didn't miss a single return of serve. She put every single return back into play. Very different opponent in Peng Shuai, though. Peng Shuai is aggressive. She stands up on the baseline. She plays a suffocating brand of tennis. She attacks really from the first ball. She likes to keep her opponent on the back foot. Wozniacki's going to have to serve well. She has been serving well in this tournament, but she's going to have to serve a lot of first serves. If she gives Peng Shuai a look at the second serve, she's going to be defending. And if there's one player that Wozniacki has struggled with in the past, it's players that have been able to overpower her. And that is the only concern for me in this match. Despite how well she's playing and despite the confidence that she has going in, I think Peng Shuai, if she handles the occasion, which you certainly hope she will, I mean, she's 28 years of age, she's been around a fair while, I think this could well go the distance. I think this definitely, for me, could be the more competitive of the two semifinals. I would certainly be looking at Peng Shuai for a bit of value. I think she's about, as you say, about 2.5, 2-1, something like that, which is a good shout. I mean, look, the wins she's had so far have been excellent. And she has that sort of, you know, tennis, as I always say, is about matchups. And this is a sort of matchup where Wozniacki has struggled in the past. I'm edging with her because I think the way she's played this summer, I think, has certainly provided a spark for her. She has enjoyed conditions in New York, and she is herself playing at a brand of tennis that is taking it to opponents much more. But I do think Peng Shuai could be a bit of value, certainly, to get a set here. I think I'll stick with Wozniacki, but three close sets.
Okay, three close sets, and Wozniacki to win 2-1 is 3-1 on the website there. So Nick just leaning towards Caroline Wozniacki in what could be a pretty close semi-final. The other one sees Serena Williams taking on Ekaterina Makarova. Serena Williams is unsurprisingly odds on 1-7. In fact, Makarova is 4-1. Serena was 3 love down in the first set, and with the trouble with the ankle that she had in the doubles match, I thought maybe something was going to happen, but none of that. She powered through to beat Flavia Panetta 6-3, 6-2. Still hasn't dropped a set, not even come close really, and she's banging form at the moment. Makarova, another one who's in pretty good form. She reached her first Grand Slam semi-final with a straight sets victory over twice US Open runner-up Victoria Azarenka. She beat her 6-4, 6-2. Another one not to drop a set. And she beat Eugenie Bouchard earlier on as well, so she's playing well. It's going to be a tight one. Well, it could be a tight one, this, unless Serena destroys another opponent. So what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, I think Makarova's obviously, you know, she's been knocking on the door for a while. So, you know, 3 or 4 different quarterfinals at majors. Suddenly she's been just found that extra edge. As I think there's a belief, there's certainly a confidence in there that perhaps she hasn't had in the past. And as you say, you know, she has a little bit of the Petra Kvitova's about her with her game, with that lefty serve. The backhand's the big weapon for her. She can really hurt players. She steps up. She doesn't give players time. She dominates. Is she going to be able to dominate against Serena Williams, though? That's the big question. If Serena serves well, as she has been all tournament so far, there's been one issue for Serena Williams this year, and that's been getting through the first week in majors. And that just kind of, that slippery, that those kind of banana skins early in the tournament. And this year, she's negotiated that, you know, easily. I thought last night was a great example against Panetta. Double breakdown, you know, first of all. Suddenly, there's could be a few doubts, but no, she's able to bounce back nicely. And I think that, for me, in some ways was what it was getting her through. You know, that match last night, down double break, easily she could have started panicking, but no, she again has the belief, the bite between her, the bit between her teeth here that she hasn't had at a previous major this year, for me, that says she's my champion here. I really feel that now. I think she's got over the hurdles. I think if you know, you talk about the matchup here going head-to-head, this is going to be a slugfest from the back of the court, both women hitting big. I'm with Serena Williams all day because I don't think Makarova is going to be able to punch enough holes in Serena with her ability from the back for over the duration of the match to be able to do it consistently. This is a first slam semi-final for Makarova as well. I'm all over Serena here. I think this is a good matchup for her. I think if this is going to be a heavy hitting, I like Serena all day. Backhand to backhand, I favour her as well. I think the serve, Makarova's not going to be able to dictate off the returns quite as readily. So I think this is a good matchup for Serena. I really do. And I think it'll be, for me, I think the American will win in 2 straights.
Okay, straight sets victory for Serena Williams. Then we're not giving too much away on the website. 2-5 for that to happen. 1-7 for Serena to win. So we're expecting that as well. Our odds compilers are anyway. Good stuff. Thank you, Nick. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again. And next time we speak to you, we'll be looking at the men's semis and the women's final. So look forward to speaking to you then.
Look forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.